Last year, the Phoenix New Times broke a story that is still having ripple effects today. Reporters Joseph Flaherty and Antonia Nori Frazan found that two Motel 6 locations in Phoenix were routinely providing guest information to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, resulting in the arrests of at least 20 undocumented immigrants who had stayed there. Their investigation sparked a lawsuit and now a whopping $7.6 million settlement. For more on this, I sat down with Joe Flaherty of the New Times.
When we reported that story back in September of 2017, it created a lot of frenzy in the media. There was a call to boycott Motel 6 as a result. And the company came out and said that they would order all of their properties to stop providing guest lists willy-nilly to Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Then, though, there was a lawsuit. Tell us a little bit about that and who filed it.
This lawsuit was filed by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, which is an influential Latino civil rights group based in California. And they alleged that this practice by Motel 6 violated several laws. They said it discriminated against Latino guests, and it also violated the Fourth Amendment and violated a couple Arizona laws related to privacy and consumer protection. And they sued Motel 6 in January in U.S. District Court in Arizona. Over the summer, we found out that the two sides had reached a settlement, but the terms of that settlement were not disclosed. That is until Friday when the two parties announced that they had reached a deal and disclosed the deal.
Right. And this is quite a large sum, it seems like, to me at least. Tell us what's in this settlement.
So the bottom line is that Motel 6 has agreed to pay $7.6 million to guests who came into contact with ICE in some way, shape, or form as a result of this practice of giving guest lists to the agency.
Yeah.
And there are three groups of people who could stand to gain damages as a result of this settlement. The first is people whose information was turned over to ICE between last year and this year. They could stand to receive $50 each. Another group of people are those who were interrogated or questioned by ICE as a result of the practice. They could get $1,000 each. And then finally, the folks who could gain the largest amount of damages are people who are actually placed in immigration removal proceedings as a result of this practice. They could each get $7,500 each. And if you add up the total amount that's at stake in all these three groups, it adds up to $7.6 million.
Yeah. So how do the attorneys in these cases find the people who fall into those categories? Do they always know everyone who might fit those descriptions?
Well, it's a little bit unclear how and if they're going to be able to find everybody who qualifies for this. There is going to be a very long process. When I talked to Thomas Sands, who's the president and general counsel of MALDEF on Monday, he said this is going to be a long-term situation. Now, Motel 6 has agreed to pay the costs of administering the settlement and distributing notice to people who may have been impacted by the practice. And in the court filing, it notes that the classes of people who may have been interrogated by ICE or placed into removal proceedings as a result of the practice, this may be quite a numerous group of people.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the broader sort of legal implications of this. Is Motel 6, first of all, admitting liability in the settlement?
Motel 6 is not, and that's important to note. They claim that this practice did not discriminate against customers in the actual terms of the filing from Friday. However, in a joint statement from MALDEF and Motel 6, the company seemed to be giving a little bit of a mea culpa, saying that they recognize how seriously this has impacted their guests and reiterating their commitment to privacy for their guests. However, I think it is significant, and Thomas Sands, one of the other things that he told me was that he hopes that this serves to prevent a kind of inappropriate cooperation in the future between private entities and Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things with settlements, though, is that because these sort of things usually involve the party not admitting liability, like Motel 6 is not here, there's no sort of judgment on it. This doesn't go down in precedence for future cases that might pop up like this. So he's still hopeful that this might affect things. Do you think it will sort of prevent or at least scare off other companies from doing something similarly?
It's hard to say. I think we were definitely in uncharted waters when we reported this last fall. I think one of the reasons why it attracted so much attention was not only because this was occurring at motels where people generally have an expectation of privacy and that motel is going to have a certain degree of discretion when people are handing over their personal information to stay the night. And one of the other things to notice that as a part of the settlement, there will be a consent decree, a two-year process by which the court will oversee changes in Motel 6's corporate policies regarding guest information. They're going to have to set up a 24-hour hotline where employees can essentially call in and report when they're receiving requests for information from ICE, and also an online mechanism, so-called online mechanism, where guests can report if they believe that the policy against giving information to ICE absent a warrant or subpoena may have been violated.
All right. That's Joe Flaherty, a reporter for the Phoenix New Times. Thanks so much for coming in, Joe.
Always a pleasure.